right, welcome back to Talking Baseball on our opening day show of Talking Baseball. And, of course, alongside Marty Lehrer and Kerry Crowley, my name is Bill Lasky. And as we talked about, we're trying to bring new faces and new opinions on Talking Baseball. And I'm excited to bring my next guest on board. He's a graduate of San Jose City College. He's a current student at San Jose State University. He was a play-by-play and public address broadcaster. And he also was an intern with KNBR, and you can follow him on Twitter at Matt_Deuce, D-E-U-C-E. Let's welcome in Matt to the show. Good afternoon, Matt. How are you?
Bill, I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So glad to hear your voice and your opinions. And, of course, after a 99-day lockout, the CBA finally came to close with labor and core economics, salaries of players, and also the aspects of the game, which are rule changes. And I want to start with that with you. The designated hitter, Universal DH, now is going to be in a National League. I'd love to hear your opinion on that. But first, be kind. I was an ex-pitcher, so watch out.
Yeah, no, the pitchers that have come through San Francisco have, for the most part, all been really good hitters. I mean, we've seen Bumgarner crush home runs. Matt Cain hit a lot of home runs. So we got a treat as Giants fans, and in this market, we got a chance to see a lot of really, really good hitting pitchers. The last year was kind of the one-off where the pitchers hit .090 as a team, and that includes Logan Webb's monster home run in game 162. So when I look at the DH, I just feel like it's going to benefit the Giants really well, especially the way that Gabe Kapler operates the lineup and mixes and matches with the lefties and the righties. The rule that forces bullpen guys to throw against three batters, it's going to benefit that. And I think you slide a guy like Darren Ruff in there. If you have so many outfielders, like you have Lamont Wade, you have Yastrzemski, you have Jock Peterson, and so many others, you can just mix and match whoever you want against whatever pitcher.
You know, Matt, the last couple of days, the ghost runner in extra innings is coming back up, and both sides are discussing that. I was hoping that would disappear. I'm hoping that that ghost runner maybe goes a little later into extra innings. Your opinion on that ghost runner when it gets into extra innings?
Get the ghost runner off second base. It's not baseball, Bill. I've never been a fan of the ghost runner at second base. Now, I do understand the player safety issue. You don't want guys playing 18 innings if they don't have to. But that's the beauty of baseball. I mean, many Giants fans can remember the 18-inning game against the Nationals in 2014 and how much fun it was watching Yasmeiro Petit come in and pitch six innings in a relief effort and things like that. Those are memorable games that make baseball fun to watch. And so, and look, that's a one-off. You're not going to see 18-inning games every series. You're not even going to see it every week. So the idea that we're saving baseball from these super long games and different things like that, it's a little far-fetched, but I definitely understand the player safety issue. So in that regard, it's not too bad, but you definitely don't want to be spoiling the game by, you know, a closer comes in to get a save, he gives up a sack bunt, a sack fly, and he's got a blown save. That's just it's not really all that good for the game in terms of the product that you're putting on the field.
Matt Falcon joining us on Talking Baseball today. Let's go to 2023 because that's when a lot of things are going to change. And the bigger bases, a little larger base, a little better protection for that runner at first base as well as the defender. Your thoughts on the bigger base and what does that really prove in baseball?
The bigger base is the safety issue. That is something that, for me, I haven't really developed a big opinion on because it doesn't seem to favor offense or defense. You're still going to have 90 feet between the bases. You're still going to have to, you know, steal the bag, although it does kind of make it a little awkward for the player at the base that's applying the tag, the Javi Baezes of the world. All the shortstops that have to make that play where you have to stand behind the bag or in front of the bag, that could become an interesting thing with footwork. So we'll see how that impacts the game. But that's one that it's unclear how that's going to affect offense or defense more. So in terms of player safety, that's one that, you know, you definitely want to see, especially considering that there's players like Mike Trout, for instance, who is, you know, broken a finger trying to dive into a bag. You don't want to be losing big stars of the game and that having an effect on the product that you put on the field because someone injured their finger sliding into a base or someone got stepped on or something to that effect.
Well, big league baseball players sure don't like the ban of shifts, and that's one of the things I don't like as an ex-pitcher. I know fans don't like it when you get a nice line drive and a guy standing in short right field and he picks it on one hop, throws him out at first base. Your thoughts on the ban of shifts, and I know you have a lot of information to throw at us.
The ban of shifts is an issue. To me, it's an issue that stems far beyond the major leagues. You start thinking about how you're going to start coaching kids at lower levels of baseball, coaching even little league up through high school and college and into the minor leagues. The guys that are batting, one of the tricks they always told us is hit it where they ain't. If the defense is shifted to where there's an infielder standing in shallow right field and there's nobody on the left side of the infield, slap one down the left field line, you're standing at second base. And now you're telling them, I'll just crush the ball over their heads because they're not going to give you that defensive indifference. So it's just, it can really have an impact on coaching. It can have an impact on the game. But you look at what it's going to do when they do ban the shift. I mean, guys who have been robbed by the shift their whole careers could have some of the best numbers we've seen from them. And we get that it's all about offensive numbers and adding more excitement to the game. Joey Gallo might be your MVP in 2023 with how much he's been robbed by the shift. You might see Brandon Belt have a career year when they get rid of the shift. So, you know, it's interesting how it's going to play out in the major leagues, but it really is going to have a big impact on the hit it where they ain't teaching methods down at the lower levels.
Well, Matt, we always talk about pace of the game, 3-hour games, 4-hour games, and now they're kind of putting it on the pitcher itself, a 14-second pitch clock between pitches with no runners on base, 19-second pitch clock with runners on base, and if you go over it, it's a ball from the pitcher, and if the hitter isn't in a box and ready, it's a strike to him. How do you like that rule?
I think it's doing too much, Bill. I mean, this is – I get the pace of play issue – throwing off the pitcher's rhythm, you never really know how that can impact arm health and different things like that when guys are used to throwing a certain type of way throughout their careers, even in high school and college. And so you get used to a rhythm and a flow of pitching, and now you're being rushed into something different. That could really throw off your ability to be healthy and be safe and keep the mechanics that keep you healthy and safe. You know, and as a hitter, I mean, look, this is – the hitter in me speaking, I'm always in the camp of, you know, let's get it going, hurry it up. You know, I want to get in the box and hit. But at the same time, player safety being a big issue, if we're doing things for player safety like cutting innings out and different things like that or adding a ghost runner at second base, then that should be a factor when we talk about something like a pitch count or a pitch clock or a hitting clock.
Matt, as fans, we always watch the game and we always watch the box if it's a ball or a strike. Major League Baseball looks like they're going to go to the automatic ball strike zone. How do you think of a computer calling that?
The baseball purist in me says, no, don't do it. Leave an umpire back there. You know, it's just part of the game to have, you know, a ball a couple inches off the plate called a strike, and then the batter looks back at the ump, and you just have that little chess match of, you know, the whole Bumgarner versus Joe West thing that Giants fans got a kick out of. That sort of thing is part of baseball, but, man, I'm just a fan of getting the call right. And I'll use an example. The end of the 60-game season, the Giants fell victim to a call that was Austin Slater was batting in that last game against San Diego, and there was a call in that at-bat for strike three that I don't think anybody in the stadium thought was a strike, not even the Padres. So it just – it was one of those things where it's like you want to get the call right. You want to see to it that the game is played fairly, that the calls are done right. But the robot umps is something that it's growing on me for the sake of getting the calls right, but the baseball purist in me is like, let's hold off on that.
Well, Matt, final thoughts on it. One thing I really enjoy that the MLB is going to do in 2023, you're going to be able to see every team in the American League and National League. You usually see 19 games against your division. That's going to go down to 14, and you'll be able to see the American League as well as the National League every year, 3 games in each spot. What do you think about that?
I love it. It's an opportunity for each team to see everybody, and then, you know, you get World Series matchups where now you absolutely have some history involved. And look, it could have been 3 or 4 months ago. You might meet them in May. You don't play the World Series until October or November, so it may not have much of an impact by then, but at least you have something to look back on and say these two teams played at this point in the season and have some reference points, as opposed to 19 games versus a division opponent. One team wins 107, one team wins 106, and you get five games of that in the division series. That's something that, you know, we definitely can move away from. And it's really exciting to know that, you know, we can get a series with the Indians and get a series with, or check that, the Guardians, now that the Cleveland Guardians. you get a series with them, and then you can go and to go from, I think it's going to be cool with travel as well. That's going to be another thing that's going to be impacted. But you can go from Cincinnati to Cleveland and just make that a road trip, as opposed to, you know, okay, we're going to Cincinnati and then we're going to come back and avoid Cleveland because they're in the American League. We're not playing in the American League Central this year. We're playing in the American League West. And just, it's going to be easier for travel. I think that's going to make a big impact, because these long flights and bus rides and things like that, they have an impact on the players. You know, it's an unspoken thing that's not talked about a lot, but it definitely has an impact on the players, especially at the beginning of a given series. So I love it all the way around. Everything about it is cool to me.
Matt Falcon, great stuff. Great stuff on opening a show for us for Talkin' Baseball. Looking forward to more of your opinions on Talkin' Baseball as we get in through the season. You can also follow Matt once again on Twitter at @Matt_Deuce, D-E-U-C-A. And I thank you for your time, Matt.
Thank you so much, Bill. Appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you later in the season.
Excellent. All right, coming up today, Extra Innings starts the post-game show. I had a chance to sit down with Tyler Beatty this week and had a nice interview. That's going to come up after the game today. More coming up on Talkin' Baseball. Marty sits down and talks to the great Susan Slusher, and that's coming up on KNBR, the sports leader.